With just 6 months until November's presidential election, states across the country are trying to determine how they will safely collect and count ballots during a national health emergency. For many states, that means reevaluating in-person versus absentee voting. Just yesterday, California Governor Gavin Newsom announced that the entire state would be asked to vote by mail in the November election. But for states like Connecticut, with a long history of in-person voting, the push to vote by mail remains a complicated task. NewsHour Weekend's Christopher Booker has more.
The scenes from Wisconsin's recent election did not sit well with Connecticut Secretary of State Denise Merrill.
That was a turning point in my discussions with both the legislative leadership and the governor. Nobody wants to look like Milwaukee, frankly, and that can happen pretty easily.
After Democratic Governor Tony Evers' executive order that delayed the state's election by 2 months was overturned by the Supreme Court, Wisconsin voters had to go to polling places if they wanted to cast a ballot. 52 people who worked the polls or voted on April 7th have tested positive for COVID-19, a situation Merrill does not want to duplicate in her state.
You know, people are just waking up to the fact that they may be asked to vote either in a primary or particularly in the general election is their concern and jeopardize their health. And I think the Milwaukee situation really galvanized people because it was all over television and people were home watching it.
But hoping to minimize in-person voting in Connecticut will not be an easy task. With voting laws dating back to the state's 1818 Constitution, the rules to vote absentee or by mail in the state nicknamed the Constitution State are restrictive.